Well, I must say, I'm very surprised that you got this far. What a sweet thing. You've done so much just to end up where you started. Do you want to keep going on this vicious cycle of yours? You dream of stopping me, but you end up farther than you began. Oh. The reality of your situation is setting in, isn't it? I see dread in your eyes. What a sad, sad scene. Makes me feel a little bad for you, but at the same time, I just wonder. All of that effort, all of that time and energy could have been put into something so, so good. Like me. Your life would be so much better if you were under me. I would have taken such good care of you. Yet here you are. You made it your life's work to try to stop me. And you failed over and over and over again. What a sad, sad little story with a sad ending. So unsatisfying. If this was a book, I would never read it again. I would tell my friends how bad the story was. And then, 2 years down the line, I would think about that story and then laugh on how bad it was. What a horrible analogy, but you get my point. Listen, it's not too late to start over. You can work under me, and I'll provide you everything you've ever wanted. And I'll take care of your family. I promise you. And a girl like me, we don't break our promises. In fact, we're known for being the most loyal on the market. So having a girl like me on your side, well, it's worth it, isn't it? It's not worth going through all this trouble just to end up at the feet of the person you're trying to destroy. You need to stop looking so miserable. I'm giving you an opportunity to change your life. That ego of yours is going to kill you. Do you understand? I'm trying to save what's remaining of your life before you throw it all away. 'Cause let it be known, if you continue to get in my way, I have no choice but to destroy you. My goal lies across your grave. But it doesn't have to be that way. I can assure you, if you join me in my journey, everything you've ever wanted will be yours. In fact, I know what you want right now. Oh, of course I do. I do my research. You crave on the idea of being wanted, don't you? You want someone to acknowledge your efforts. You want someone to acknowledge you. To take you in, to take care of you. Your dream is right in front of you, darling. You just refuse to acknowledge it. You just don't want to believe that the answer to everything you've ever wanted is sitting right in front of you. The one that was painted as your villain is actually your hero. What a sad, sad reality it is. The one you despise the most is the one that you need the most. You need me, don't you? You want me. You desire me. You think about every part of me, don't you? My body, my voice, my mind, everything. So don't deny yourself any further. I am here for you. That's all that matters, doesn't it? There is no need to deny yourself anymore. You can rest now. There's no need to put in any more effort to this fruitless mission. Shh, shh, shh. It's okay. I'm finally here for you. You can close your eyes and let me take care of you. What a strong-willed individual. Despite all of your desires, you want to fight me still to this very moment. That drive of yours, I love it. I bet it tastes delicious. Well, of course, you can taste the drive and willpower of anybody. For those with a weak willpower, it tastes sour and rotten. But for those with a strong drive, their taste is sweet. Borderline addicting. Every single alleged hero that has come to me, I've had a taste of every single one. Yes, some of which were sweet. Others, I could tell, were just pretending to be the hero for recognition and fame. They tasted awful. They were pathetic. They didn't deserve to be called a hero by anybody. But you, I can smell the sweetness. It's like a strong pheromone, almost. Makes me want to just gobble you up. But I'm not going to do that to someone like you. Again, I want to keep you around and take very good care of you. But you're refusing me so, so much. The drive that I love about you, it's the same thing holding you away from me. So unfortunately, you leave me no choice but to take it from you. You're still trying to refuse me? Fine then. Try and stand up. Oh? You can't seem to move, can you? I'm surprised you haven't noticed for so long. But yes, I did cast a few spells on you while we're having our little monologue. But don't you worry, you'll be completely fine. Only submissive movements, though. Like I said, the moment you stepped into my domain, you became mine. You never really had a choice from the beginning. Because I knew that you would fight me. You would still struggle at the very end. So, you bring me to my last option, but to strip away that willpower from you. How will I do that, you ask? Oh, very simple. I will devour it right in front of you. And you might be asking, how does one devour willpower, per se? Well, you see, I can devour it from your very mouth or your ears, as long as it's connected to your brain. I can strip away the drive to fight back, and all you'll become is my little submissive pet. Isn't that what you've wanted? All this time? If that's the case, it's time for me to enjoy my meal. Open your mouth for me a little bit. Come on now. There we go. You're such a good pet already, and I haven't even begun. Where did all that drive go? The desire to become mine has overshadowed your willpower. How interesting. Maybe I don't need to drain you after all. But still, I'll have to do this for your safety. Wouldn't want to dispose of you later. I must say, you're the sweetest one I've ever tasted. Such a shame that I can't savor this forever. Look at you. You're melting. And I've just started. Wow. Is this the true you? To think just a few moments ago, you were this brave little hero at my doorstep, trying to stop me. I never would have thought you would have submitted so easily. Your true self is showing, and I love them. I must say, you were delicious. I can't wait to see what other parts of you taste like. Have I drank all of your willpower already? Oh no, there's still so much left. But I can tell it's working. Your grip on my arms are slowly loosening, and you're bringing me closer to you. You think I haven't noticed? You want me to do more, don't you? We're going to have to do everything on my terms, do you understand? Like I said, my domain, my rules. So be a good little pet and follow my instructions. You're going to hold me close as I drain the remnants of your willpower. And when I'm done, if you behave, I'll be sure to give you an award. How does that sound, my little pet?